Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Super City, and welcome to another edition of the Super. I am Andy Kwan, and with me at this time, if he's to my left or right, or he's editing this, so he's probably going to be upside down now, is Sam Brooke.
It's as if you know at this point, and you're just, you're creating more work for me to do. Yeah, I'm going to make you purple for the rest of the episode, see how you like it.
No, I'm
going
to make you purple! No, stop! I don't like it! I don't like it! Stop it!
What's the magic word, Andy?
What?
What's the magic word?
Please.
Send you back from being purple?
Please.
There you go. See, that was easy.
I bet you put me green.
You know what isn't easy, bro?
What is not easy?
This riddle. That we've got. Because you know how much Liam loves to task your mind with all of these bullshit riddles, which I wholeheartedly support.
At least you said they were bullshit.
Hmm?
I messed up my hair. At least you know that they're bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun part.
That's not the fun part.
That's fun for us. It's fun for everybody. It's fun for all of our audience. You're the only one who doesn't find it fun. Maybe you should get in on the joke, Andy.
Sam, edit the count! Oh, you're here. Oh. Editing the number.
As Liam would intend, I'm going to give you not too difficult, but not too easy riddle right here.
So,
I think you're going to enjoy this one. Folks at home, play along. If you can get it before Andy does, you'll win a prize. As a guarantee, you will win a prize if you can get the answer to this riddle before Andy does.
How could you prove that they got it before?
Because I trust our audience, Andy. Why would they lie? Why would they lie to me?
Because people like free shit.
Shut up. Okay. Right. So, are you ready, Andrew?
I think so.
Okay. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? You may want to write this down. Yeah. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? I think you should enlighten us as to your thought process so we're not left with dead air.
I was going to put est as an EST, but that's freeze. That's not that. So, something...
Think of how many five-letter words there are.
I don't know.
That's a good place to start.
Harry, five-letter words. So short is five letters.
Yeah.
Okay, so shorter. Well, there you go, it's just shorter, isn't it?
Is that your final answer?
Because you've added two letters. Okay, say the riddle again.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
It would be shorter because it's short and then shorter. Done.
So shorter is your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm afraid you were so close, but no cigar.
What the fuck? How can I be so close?
Let me tell you. Let me enlighten you, Andy, okay? Here's where the critical thinking needs to be had, right?
Okay.
The riddle is as follows.
Yes.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? Your answer was shorter. That's not a five-letter word, Andy. The answer is short.
Oh, fuck off!
So I'm afraid you got it wrong. Add another to the last column!
Just give me half a point! I got half of it, right?
There are no half points where
I
we're going, Andy.
Fuck. There's such a thing as MMA called a no contest. Give me one of those.
This isn't MMA rules, Andy. This is riddle rules. And I'm afraid, because you didn't say short, you instead said shorter, you got it wrong. You were so close. You were You could almost taste it. You were that close. But no, you let everyone down again. I would say sorry, but it is in fact your own fault.
I know it's my fault!
Yeah?
That's not a riddle!
That is a riddle.
So I passed.
What?
I got that riddle then.
No, you didn't.
I knew that it was my fault. So...
What are we talking about today, my dear friend?
Well, we're talking about a man.
A man? Great, I love a man. I think a man is...
Let me finish, dickweed.
Excuse me? We're talking
about a man called Conor McGregor.
Oh boy.
He said some things that pissed a whole bunch of people off.
Why don't you tell everybody what this man has said to annoy everybody?
Conor McGregor has basically said a whole bunch of things about WWE and wrestling, saying that he could slap the shit out of the whole roster twice on Sundays. He then said everyone was on steroids before that. So, great! That's things that he said. And it's pissed off everybody, not just WWE, but wrestling in general. And I just have to ask this question. Why do you feed the troll?
Because, Andy, the world wouldn't turn if we didn't feed the troll.
God, who cares? Who gives a fuck what this guy says? I don't...
You do, clearly.
No, I don't. I care more that the actual wrestling community seems to care. And it's like, you look so petty and just sad. It's just like, no, we're not on steroids. Wrestling isn't fake. Blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck. Stop. Do not feed the troll. It's like when Dana White was like, wrestling's fake. And the whole fucking internet and the wrestling community, wrestlers alike, which is the sad thing about it as well, was like, it's real! Like, just stop.
It's real!
Yeah, just don't do that. Don't do that.
No,
don't...
I completely agree.
God.
So, Conor McGregor. This MMA fighter. This MMA guy, he's one of the top performers, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about MMA, so I don't really know for sure, but I know he's a big guy in the MMA industry.
He's like one of the biggest drawing people in the history of the sport.
There you go. He's a big commodity.
Yeah.
And for him to basically be like, hey, that wrestling shit, I could beat any of them. Any of them. Any name. Any name on a WWE roster I can beat.
This is probably true, to be fair.
I think there's a couple of exceptions, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
The main thing I have to say about all of this is that, it's all for publicity. This is the one thing that people seem to forget. I wrote the article about this on Supla.com. There's your cheap plug.
That's the Supla.com.
There you go. It's not. It's Supla.com. Thank you, you rat. the whole point of this is that Conor McGregor lost to Nate Diaz earlier this year, yeah?
Yes.
Embarrassingly so? Because going into that match, the odds were in his favour?
Well, the thing was that I think Nate got a tad bit lucky. Because they put the fight up online, so you can watch it now. Not now, later. But, like, what happened was, Conor was beating the crap out of him for a lot of the fight, and then, because Conor's not really known for, like, his ground game, and obviously Nate being, you know, a Gracie jiu-jitsu guy, was able to take him down and get a rear naked choke on him. I mean, I'm not saying it's lucky, but he was getting his head kicked in quite bad, and, you know, he could have been knocked out maybe once or twice in that fight, so if Conor actually works on his ground game, Nate's fucked. So, and I wouldn't be surprised, motherfuckers, if he loses, because that's the thing that he said after the fight. So, yeah,
But the point is that he lost that fight with Nate Diaz, yeah?
Yes, he lost the fight.
So he lost the fight. With all the odds in his favour going into it, he lost. Therefore, much like Ronda Rousey also earlier this year, a lot of his stock has fallen.
Mm.
A lot of people are like, oh,
I can't say that.
Shit.
I think more people want to watch this fight, the rematch, now than...
Well, you can argue that immediately after that, everyone thought, oh, good. well done, Connor, right? You could argue he had more detractors than at any other point.
Oh, people don't... Like, the people that hate him despise him and want to see him fail, and the people that like him are like... Well, I mean, they just really like him, and it's like, fight him again! Right, so that's what's happening.
So I think the key thing to remember about all of this is that he's having a go. He's shooting blanks at an industry that has ties to MMA, obviously, because of guys like Brock Lesnar and other wrestlers who have also done MMA fights. There are numerous.
Yes.
The main reason for all of this is that he wants to regain some stock. And a way that he thought he could do that was by... I don't think he genuinely believes any of this, because take a look at some of the guys on WWE. Take a look at some of the guys who were there. Put them in any kind of environment. It depends on the environment, first of all. If you put him in a UFC fight with Conor, you're probably going to win. Because Conor knows UFC better than a lot of them. So that's obviously, you know, we have to take that for granted. But in a just an uncoordinated regular, like, bar fight, like just a standard, like, no rules, anything, I don't think Conor would beat all of them. There are some who would be able to easily defeat him.
Such as?
Braun Strowman.
Nah, like, if anything...
Oh, okay, so, I researched this. Braun Strowman has, like, 200 pounds on this guy.
Yeah, man.
And I think that would give him a pretty big advantage going into a fight with
someone
like...
I'm not saying, like, the size advantage is a thing. Of course it would. But, if you watched UFC 1, that would prove that it doesn't matter how big you are, jiu-jitsu was the best martial art, so...
Well, yeah, but that was under MMA rules. That was under UFC rules.
Yeah, but actually...
Without rules.
Not the rules that we have today. There were literally no fucking rules. Like, you could do anything besides bite people and kick them in the dick. Like, you couldn't do those things. So, that's the closest thing.
What if Braun Strowman did those things? What if he ate Conor?
He can't eat a human.
I think Ryback will beg to differ, man.
Oh, he's gone now, so who cares?
Oh, moment of silence for Ryback.
He's always hungry.
Shut up! No. Mo. Respect.
Anyway,
moment of respect for Ryback.
There is no respect for Ryback.
Fuck you. So what were you
saying? We'll talk about Ryback later if you want. But the thing is, like... The Conor could kick the shit out of 99% of people on that roster, but people who have, like, a legit fighting background, like, I don't know, Shinsuke Nakamura, it might be close, because Shinsuke is mental. And he will do whatever the fuck it took. So, the thing is, in a legit fight, I think a lot of them wouldn't win, maybe, I don't know.
I think it would be a close contest with a lot of them.
Please don't fight me and prove me wrong. That would be great. But, like, it's a stupid comparison either way.
Right, that's the point I want to make.
It's
dumb. They're not remotely the same thing. You can have guys like Lesnar and Punk and whoever do both wrestling and MMA, but they're both entirely different schools of thought when you come down to it.
Yeah, like, one is almost like...
One is scripted.
Yeah, and the thing
it's
is...
It's like comparing reality TV, or, sorry, actual things that really happen on, like, reality TV, to 24.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
There's no real, like, comparison. I don't understand. Look.
No, they get half naked and they punch each other. Some of them do it harder than others, though. Basically the same.
The issue is that I think when wrestling fans and the actual wrestlers themselves go completely... fucking mental about everything. Like, they're just like... Ric Flair's comments was like, oh, I gave you the gimmick. Like, what the fuck? Like...
Well, he has a point.
Well, no, because no one turns around and goes, Muhammad Ali, we basically ripped off everything he ever did. Like, everything. Every fucking thing that you could possibly imagine, they ripped off him. They ripped off Cassius Clay. They ripped fucking everything off. They ripped off... The trash talk, they ripped off everything, right? every mannerism, every fucking possible thing he did to promote fights, anything, just fucking anything, they ripped it off. And then, it's like, okay, MMA rips off wrestling, and wrestling rips off MMA, so it's like, but you don't see any boxing people going, fuck wrestling, fuck MMA, like, you don't see that. It's just a stupid, petty thing that is dumb on both sides. It's dumb for Conor for saying it. You need to concentrate on fighting a guy that just kicked your fucking, well, didn't kick your head in, but you lost to, and WWE is like, you have so many problems. Like, I don't know, trying to compete against UFC. Stop. Do not feed the troll. Do not do it. And when Dana White was like, wrestling's fake, the whole world went up in arms about it, going, ah, fucking hell, ah, fuck off, it's real, injuries are real. Yeah, but he didn't mean it like fucking, they don't actually get hurt and stuff. Like, he meant it as if the fucking, everything's predetermined. That's what he meant. But because you use the F word, everyone just goes fucking mad. And here's the thing, guys. Here's the fucking thing about life. Everyone fucking knows it's not real. Get over it. Like, fuck, get
well,
over
for
it.
The entirety of India, they don't know.
Whatever. Okay, besides from India, apparently, right? They know it's fucking not real. They know it's not fucking... Just stop. Just treat it for what the fuck it is. I just don't understand how people can get mad about Conor. A guy who's given you more publicity than you could ever imagine, or any more publicity than Brock Lesnar, and that's it. Has just, like, I don't... Fuck, man. Stop.
I think it's time we took a look at some of the specific comments that were left by the wrestlers themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be a bit of fun.
That was a trail of thought that was heading nowhere.
Oh, good. I'm glad I fast-forwarded it to that point.
Thank you.
Fan favorite Roman Reigns said the following. You're the size of my leg. Shut up.
Here's the thing, Roman.
Okay, Roman's over with me now. That's it, I'm a Roman fan for life now. That's
no,
cool.
No, that doesn't mean anything. You're the size of my... He could still kick your head in. I don't... Like, potentially. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't... Bruce Lee was one of the smallest fucking men to walk the fucking planet. But you wouldn't pick a fucking...
True.
Huh?
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
He wasn't exactly Rey Mysterio, was he?
He wasn't a fucking midget, but he wasn't exactly really tall.
He weren't you.
Shut up. So, the point is that you still wouldn't pick a fight with him. And I'm guessing Roman Reigns was a bit taller than Bruce Lee. But you still wouldn't pick a fight with him. So, what the fuck? So... Height's got nothing to do with it, and you can tell this is coming from a personal place. But, like... Roman is not over. He's not a draw.
Oh my god,
Conor
stop with
is.
This shit.
So, he can go fuck himself.
I don't know why I even brought it up. I knew it would go back to this place that we've been so many times, and I'm sick of being there.
Move on to the next person.
Oh good, it's Sheamus.
Brilliant! Absolutely fucking great.
Time for Sheamus Watch. This week on Sheamus Watch, Sheamus said the following. Never show a Jack Russell a mirror. It thinks it's a majestic Irish wolfhound. Really, just an annoying wee yapper trying to sell tickets. Well,
yes.
Sheamus knows what's up.
Well,
trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, Conor's in the fight
That's
game.
The thing.
Yeah? The fight game. The prize fighting sport. What? If no one turns up to his fight, he makes no Like, duh, like, of course he is. And here's the thing.
I just find it weird that, like, that trailer for it is like, oh my god, look at Conor McGregor making fun of people on Twitter. Oh, I gotta go see him fight now. Where's the logic in that?
I don't know. It works.
I mean, I guess so. I just don't get how it works. It's just
but
a weird, backwards way of doing
that's how
things.
He wins fights as well. Like, he will get in
he
your
head.
He goes
on Twitter and he complains.
Well, no, he'll just do it face-to-face or in press conferences. He'll just be like, you're a stupid dickhead. And he'll be like, no, I'm not a dickhead. Fuck up. And then...
That's basically the point of the entire thing, right?
Yeah, once you get into the fight, you're like, oh god, maybe I am a dickhead, and then you get punched in the face and...
Oh god, maybe I am stupid.
Maybe I am stupid, get punched in the face and knocked out in under 20 seconds. Hey, again, my argument would be, you're both Irish, but one is far, far, far more mainstream, so you're...
excuse me, Seamus was in the Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, fuck off, that movie.
Was Conor McGregor in the Ninja Turtle movie?
Did Seamus cause the second biggest UFC buy rate in history? No.
Did Conor McGregor share a screen with Megan Fox?
No.
Point proven.
Fuck off. Megan Fox isn't relevant anymore.
Point proven.
She's not relevant. She was relevant in that Transformers
film. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's shit.
You're shit.
That's probably true, but that's
there you go. Point proven.
What's the point? Anywho, next wrestler, Sam.
Ric Flair.
Oh, goody. Goody.
He did several tweets. That'd be a good point. He did about five. Because, you know, with Ric Flair,
well,
once you pop, you can't stop,
right?
Feed
the troll. I mean it. Do not feed the troll.
It's Ric Flair.
What did he have to say, Sam?
He said like, oh, you're welcome for the gimmick, because apparently Ric Flair created the whole showboating gimmick in the
first
place.
I swear that was around before him!
Man, no, remember Buddy Holly? No? Alright.
Do you remember...
Not
do you
Buddy
remember,
Holly,
like,
Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers!
The Nature Boy, Buddy Holly. Wow.
Do you remember, like, Superstar Billy Graham? No.
No.
Fuck off.
Who? The guy that sold his Hall of Fame ring? Oh. That guy. No. And then he went on to say, oh, he named a couple of WWE superstars that he thinks would be Conor McGregor in a fight.
All right, let's see if he's right or wrong.
Fit Finlay.
No.
Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, Fit Finlay, he's like 60. No. Next.
Dolph Ziggler.
He has no fighting background, no.
Oh, he totally
just,
does.
He'll just, like, flop
he
around
totally
the fucking octagon.
He was an amateur wrestler in college. He went undefeated for like 140 fights.
He might have a chance then.
Right. Do you fucking
okay,
research,
at least,
mate?
At least it'd be like a competitive fight, but I think Conor would just kick him in the head and done.
Well, yeah, great for competition. And some other guy, I don't know, probably Lesnar, I don't know. Basically, Ric Flair went on his soapbox and was like, I fucking woo! Like he always does. He's always got something to say. And he's just trying to keep himself relevant now that he's not on TV. Much like Conor McGregor.
Yeah, but if you're going to compare the two, Conor McGregor is far more relevant in 2016 than... Woo! I'm living the run!
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that both of them aren't on TV right now. And I know UFC doesn't have a weekly show like Raw, but... You know, there's still press interviews and everything.
Yeah, but... Did Ronaldo meet Ric Flair recently? No. He met Conor fucking McGregor, yeah?
Ronaldo?
So...
Ronaldo McDonald?
What?
The clown?
No, Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. Why are you drawing a blank here, Sam?
Because I don't know who that is.
The football player. Ronaldo. He plays for Real Madrid. One of the most famous footballers on the planet. Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo! How do you not know who that is? Sam? Sam?
Don't follow.
Sam, am I saying his name wrong, or are you do you not know?
Ronaldo McDonald. No, I don't know who he is.
Who the fuck is... No, I... What? Why do you keep saying that?
Ronaldo McDonald. I don't
who
know who he
is. Ronaldo
you...
McDonald. Who are you talking about?
The guy you're talking about.
No, I didn't say that.
Cristiano Ronaldo
rewind
McDonald.
And go back to what I said.
What?
Edit that in!
Cristiano Ronaldo McDonald.
No.
That's what you said.
I said, has Ric Flair met Ronaldo? No, Conor McFucking Gregor did.
Why is that important?
Because that shows how relevant Conor McGregor is, and Ric Flair has no relevance to anything anymore.
If it's so relevant, how come I've never heard of Ronaldo McDonald?
That's because I didn't say that. I said Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who?
Ronaldo!
Who?
Ronaldo!
Ooh.
He plays for Real Madrid. He's
what
the one
is those... that?
What are you... How do you not... Oh, it hurts. It hurts me, Sam, that you don't... How do you not know? He's one of his famous people on the planet.
He's not, if I haven't heard of him.
Oh, because you haven't heard of him. He's clearly not popular at all.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you understand,
no, Sam, that's not how that works. You're not Jesus.
Actually how it works. No, I'm not Jesus, but thank you for bringing me back down to earth with that comment. McGregor, here's what I want. Here's what I want to happen now.
Okay.
WWE needs to capitalize on this. They want all the mainstream attention they can get, so they need to capitalize on this. What do they do?
You have Conor McGregor appear, it's almost like...
Well, you can have McGregor appear, but the way he's carried himself throughout this entire publicity stunt, I don't think they'll want him near the place. Bearing in mind, 90% of the locker room wants to kill him now. My idea.
But it would draw money.
Which I think would be a lot more interesting.
Right.
Remember back in the 90s, this young upstart by the name of Goldberg?
Yes, I remember Goldberg.
Remember how he was in WCW?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember what the WWF did in response to Goldberg?
Gittleberg.
Conor McGilger could be one of the greatest things they've ever made. Just have a tiny Irish man.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Come out every week.
You just fired Hornswoggle. That
and be could
like, have been Conor McGilger.
I am a bare knuckle fighter. I know MMA.
What was his name?
Conor McGilger.
Gilger?
Yeah. Conor McGilger. Mixed martial artist. You know, Heath Slater looks a lot like Conor McGregor.
Wait, who does?
Heath Slater.
Does he? I think
that's... I smell a new gimmick.
No, don't do that.
Look at the pictures, man. Look up Heath Slater, and look up Conor McGregor.
Just put them side by side right now.
I am? You go look at them. Once you do that, I'll explain how to book McGilger.
Alright, you explain how to book McGilger while I look them both up.
At SummerSlam, we have the standard tradition of having celebrities in the front row. And they point a camera to him being like, look how relevant we are as a company. We have all of these celebrities like Arrow.
Yep, that's not relevant
at all. Put the camera on the guy who was going to be playing Conor McGilger. Bill him as Conor McGilger. And be like, oh, look at this, guys. He's one of the best MMA fighters this side of Wisconsin.
He does not look anything like Conor McGregor. What the fuck?
He does. No, he does.
No, he doesn't.
So you have Conor McGilger, ringside of SummerSlam. He gets an interaction between somebody, maybe Finn Balor. Pats him on the back with Finn Balor and do that. Next night on Raw, Conor McGilger makes his WWE debut. He comes out. And he's like, I can beat anybody in that locker room in a fight. Because I am one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time. And out comes Braun Strowman.
God damn it.
Who murders him. Like he has murdered at least 3 other people. Lather, rinse, repeat. Until WrestleMania. Where he gets the armbar. The Andre of Giant Memorial Battle Royal of the armbar.
Right.
And Conor McGilger is the first man eliminated. And he's made for life. How would you book Conor McGilger?
I wouldn't have Conor McGilger.
You're boring!
Oh, fuck off!
What would you do to capitalize on this, man? Oh, have Conor McGregor appear at SummerSlam. How are they gonna do that? How's that happening?
Well, if I was UFC... I would be like, right, we need to... When is that fight? It's, like, pretty soon, isn't
it? I think it is the weekend of SummerSlam.
But the fight's in Vegas, though, then.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I mean, yeah. You can fly him over, couldn't you? But...
yeah, just put him on a red eye before he has to fight. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be great for him.
WWE O UFC.
Continue
one.
With your fantasy booking story.
I would have, like, Conor McGregor. I would have Conor McGregor appear somehow and promote the fight on WWE TV.
You think they would allow that to happen? So from a standpoint, you have this guy going on Twitter bad-mouthing your entire industry, and then you think, let's put him on a pay-per-view and have him promote his fight somewhere else.
Yeah, but then people would be like, oh, I really want to watch him get his head kicked in. I'm going to tune in.
What, get his head kicked in?
I'm going to pay to watch this guy get his head kicked in.
Yes, but the WWE wouldn't allow that. They wouldn't allow this guy who just bad-mouthed their entire company to go on their TV and promote his fight somewhere else. Yeah, what's in it for them?
But they should have thought about this before they had Brian.
I think you should have thought about this before you said the idea.
Yes, I probably should have, yes, but that's not the point.
Let's just have this guy who hates us come on our show and promote his fight elsewhere, and then we get nothing in return. Yeah, great idea, Andy.
Yeah, you got Brock Lesnar.
What?
Who is, like, the most popular guy since Conor McGregor.
Yes, they have Brock Lesnar. What is that? They could have Brock Lesnar and also not have Conor McGregor appear on SummerSlam. What?
Yeah, but more people care about Brock now than ever before.
Yes.
So, that's
what you got.
What's
your point?
So in return, that's what you got. So in return...
but they already have Lesnar.
Yeah, but a more popular Brock Lesnar.
What? Why would Conor McGregor appearing on SummerSlam TV make Brock Lesnar more popular?
No, I didn't say that. Because of UFC 200, you now have a more popular Brock Lesnar. So, in return, let him promote a UFC fight.
You're not making any sense.
No, I'm not, though. I'm just bullshitting you here.
Yeah, right, I know you are.
Well, I don't know how you capitalize on it. I don't want a jobber. I don't know.
I want Conor McGregor.
No.
Only because you hate gimmicks.
I don't hate gimmicks.
You absolutely do.
Yeah, I do.
Everyone should be an MMA fighter. Nobody should have a personality. Oh, everyone should punch each other at the end.
But my proof is in the pudding. People love or hate Conor McGregor. That's not a gimmick. He's just him.
He is a gimmick.
He's just over the top gimmick.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Sit down.
I am sat down!
Hi. Good.
Are we doing an advert soon?
Right now.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Regular Sam, we've got to go back to Brooklyn.
We've never been to Brooklyn, Second Sam.
What?
Everybody's talking at me.
So, last week you talked about the new championships for SmackDown.
Yes, we did.
Namely, the new tag and women's titles.
Yes.
And I didn't actually give my opinion on this.
What's your opinion, Sam?
I think that at this point, it's necessary.
Yeah.
Should it be necessary? Should it have to be necessary? Fuck no. You could just put all the women on SmackDown and be fine.
Yeah. Like, I think...
Tag teams is a different thing entirely because it's a different kind of division, but you could just easily have Raw market the Cruiserweights. And have women market for SmackDown, have market for women. It's easier to have those two divisions. The tag team, it gets a bit complicated because they can just as easily split up and become singles competitors if they want to, and then that kind of, it sinks one of the brands depending on which tag team is on what brand. Like, it just, there's a lot to think about with tag teams. Two tag team championships might not be a bad thing, but you could just as easily have singular divisions on each show and have it not be a problem.
Yeah, I think that they've messed this up, splitting the women's division and stuff. That's silly. And I think I heard somewhere they attempted to bring back the Divas title and call them Divas again.
Oh, no.
Which would just be a complete waste of fucking
time. They just undo everything. Everything they've done.
And that would be horrendous. But
they spent a year trying to get rid of the D.Va brand, and now they want to bring it back because they didn't have the fucking foresight to think, what are we going to do with all of these women on one brand if I have nothing to fight for? It's dumb.
Yep, so dumb.
Yep, it is dumb. But, we have a comment from Bullet Club vs. S.H.I.E.L.D. who says, Andy!
Hello.
Sasha Banks is married. Go ahead. Cry like a bitch. It's for those who don't know. Sasha Banks got married recently. And it's so wonderful.
Why? Just because you think I'm going to be upset?
Yeah.
Because you think I'm... You think I'm gonna care?
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna cry?
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna? Of course I wouldn't. Fuck. I mean, Jesus. No. Why? Why would I give a damn? All right. Good for her. Great.
For the same reason that Liam gives a damn that AJ Lee is with CM Punk.
Yeah, but we don't stand a chance. Like, what the fuck? Like, why?
Well, not with that way of thinking, you don't.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you think me being more positive would have meant.
Look at the New Day. They're positive as hell. They are the longest reigning tag team champions in history.
It's not real.
So maybe I don't... your positivity, or lack thereof, is what's fueling the streak.
So you're saying that if I just think, you know what, I'm a good looking son of a bitch, why not? Is that
yeah,
it?
That could help.
I think we found
you haven't
something.
Tried it, so you do not know until you try it.
Okay, I'm good looking.
Smile. Be happy.
Aye.
Be positive.
I am very good looking.
What are you?
A very good looking man.
What are you?
I am sex on legs.
Heartbreak Kid 101 says...
Why did I have to go on to her? Why do you have to do this and structure it in this way?
Andy fails me again with these riddles.
What?
He fails everybody. He's failed us all.
I haven't failed at all. I failed myself.
Both yourself and the rest of humanity.
No, how the fuck does this doesn't affect anyone?
We are disappointed in you.
Yes, I know, but it doesn't, like, directly...
We expect better from you.
I know.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I have to make Andy great again.
There it is. Bullet Club vs. S.H.I.E.L.D. also says, someone please make Andy and Roman Reigns fanfiction for my birthday.
Why do people keep targeting these questions and comments at me? I don't understand what I've done.
Hubbergate 101 responds, saying,
no fanfiction!
You got it, dude. And I will be the first to say that, provided we have evidence that this fanfiction is real, we will read it out on the Supla. And we'll have Andy say his parts.
I'm not saying my parts.
And we'll have Plankman
play. Well, I would rather have someone impersonate me, to be honest.
No. You're not getting out of it that easy.
I'm not reading my parts.
Tell you what. If you can get your riddle streak to 5 victories.
What, in a row?
No, just 5.
What am I on now?
2. If you can get 3 more riddles right, you won't have to read it out.
Okay.
But if you can't, by the time it comes out...
Yeah, what if it comes out next week? I'm fucked.
That's the beauty of it, Andy.
I'm not agreeing to that, no!
Unless we have the riddles be higher stakes.
No more stakes.
We'll get right back to you.
Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, we got some bad news, I'm afraid. I'm afraid we've got some bad news. Some sad, sad news.
What's so sad, Sam?
Tell them. That's your cue to tell them.
Oh, Ryback is no longer a part of WWE. Officially, this time. WWE have issued a statement. Beforehand, Ryback was like, he did a video where he's like, buy my things, go to my website, you can book me at thebigguy@yahoo.com. Hoosiers is yahoo.com in this day and age. Ryback, apparently. And that's a thing. Ryback is no longer hungry in WWE. Yeah, you could probably find him somewhere else. Like, Subway. Because he's hungry. Get it? He's always hungry.
Why aren't you taking this seriously?
Because it's Ryback.
It's sad.
It's not sad, Sam.
Ryback was one of the greatest characters in WWE.
No, he wasn't.
And for them to just part ways with him.
No, no.
Because he wanted everyone to be paid equally.
You're missing something. He wasn't that good. Yes, he was over. Yes, granted. He was very over. And he could have had the potential to be a megastar. And they fucked it up.
He was a megastar, Andy.
Well, he could have... I mean, I think the point when they turned him heel and, like, aligned him with Paul Heyman to fight CM Punk, that's when it all went wrong. But, like... No... I don't think it's that sad. He's been doing nothing for, like, a year, and he's just hungry.
I beg to differ, Andy.
He just needs to eat more. Just needs to eat more.
See, I know you're not taking this seriously because you have no soul.
I have got a soul!
And you have no heart!
I have got a heart!
Heart! Ryback being released is one of the greatest tragedies in wrestling history.
What, like, sadder than Owen Hart? Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't say that, you said that.
But you suggested
Ryback
that.
Ryback being released is sadder than Owen Hart dying, Andy Kwan, 2016.
No, don't put that down! Don't put that down! Oh, he put it down.
Ryback could have been great.
He could.
Ryback was great, but he could have been even greater. He could have been... the new Hulk Hogan. He could have been the new Rock. He could have been the new John Cena.
No, can't.
He could have been the new Roman Reigns.
That is an oxymoron.
He could have been the number one guy. But they squandered it. To what end?
I think being the number one guy would not have been a thing. I think he would have been one of the top guys. Yes, but number one, no. I think Ryback had the potential to be great, in terms of, if you just didn't let him talk. This is a problem with WWE. They let people talk all the time.
You want everyone who has a muscular build to just be silent.
No, if you can talk.
You want a series of mutes.
No, I don't want a series of mutes or Goldbergs. What I'm saying is if you can't fucking talk, you shouldn't talk. Just smash. That's it. Just smash people. Yell out the word smash.
Ryback was one of the greatest promo cutters in WWE history.
Wait, who was that?
Ryback.
One of the greatest promo cutters in WWE history. No, he's... What promo are you talking about, Sam?
Do you remember that time when he told Kane that he forgot his nuts?
No.
That was truly the Austin 316 of this generation.
I think you're being sarcastic.
I think you have no soul.
Right. Here's the thing. Ryback had the potential to be good.
He was good, damn it.
Shut up. But his booking, or the booking of him, ruined him completely. And he ended up just teaming with Curtis Axel in the end. What a fun pairing that was.
You mean 2 years ago?
He's done pretty much nothing since.
He was one of the greatest Intercontinental Champions of all time.
Oh yeah, that happened. How could I possibly forget? Such a great title reign.
He had his dream feud with The Big Show and The Miz at the same time.
Wow, how could I forget that gem? Oh wow, The Big Show and The Miz. The never-ending feud. Oh boy. How good.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
I am fucking taking this seriously.
They had something with Ryback, and they just let it slip away!
He's no longer the biggest man in the world. He's no longer.
So, where's he gonna go? What's he doing? Let's ignore the fact that he wants to be a life coach. Let's ignore that for a sec.
He wants to be a life coach.
Where is he going to go now?
He wants to be a life coach.
What the fuck is he going to do?
Oh, right back. I have a streak. Feed me more.
You know, I think at this point you should take any advice given to you.
What, feed me more? What the fuck does that even mean in relation to that?
Maybe you should just give it a try and see if it works.
Right, so you want me to contact Ryback right now and be like, yeah. Ryback, I have this problem, mate. What do I do? No, I'm
do
not
it.
Going to do that. There's nothing.
Why? You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
You scared that he'll eat you?
Well, he is hungry all the
He's
time.
He's going to eat you.
So, what?
He's going to eat you if you don't do it.
That doesn't make sense.
Do it.
No.
Tweet at Ryback.
I'm not Nobody tweet at Ryback.
And we're now going to go over to the Supla Twitter account.
What are you
and we're
doing?
Put
what
out
are you
a tweet
doing?
Asking
no,
Ryback
no,
for
no,
help.
No, no, no,
we need
no.
to help Andy
no.
with his myriad
Don't
of personal
to
problems.
Help me. What
and
are
the
you
only
do?
Way that we're going to get help is if we tweet Ryback. So,
what the fuck is Ryback going to do?
What is Ryback's Twitter handle? I don't even know. Let's Google that.
I don't know. Probably I
Ryback.
Love fucking steaks.
I love 6126. No, I don't think that's it. What is it?
Is it the big guy?
Ryback 22. There we go.
Why 22?
Ryback 22.
Do not tweet at him.
Tweet at him now.
Do not do that.
Dear Mr. Back, we need your help with at Andy.
No, don't put my fucking Twitter handle down. Fucking ass! No!
Sexual dry spell.
Stop.
What
Stop.
Should he
He's gonna
do
think I wanna
to
fuck him.
Help
What's wrong with you?
Himself?
No! What are you doing?
What should I end this with?
I don't know!
What should I end this with? We need to be polite. We need to hook him in with a nice outro.
My back
tweet.
Is in hitch! What are you doing?
I think we should call him Hitchback. Thank you, Hitchback. Is that all there? Yep. And tweet.
Oh god, I need to check my phone. What have you done? What happened?
We need to start taking proactive action in helping
With
you.
Ryback?
Yes!
Why Ryback?
Why God Ryback? Because Why God Ryback wants to be a Why God Ry coach.
What the fuck is Ryback supposed to do?
He will help you.
How is he gonna help me?
He will tell you
how
when he finds you.
Oh God, I'm checking my notifications to see if you're lying or not.
No.
And it won't load.
I'm not lying.
I'm worried.
I am the only one here. Who cares about this? I am the only one here who wants to help you.
Oh my Christ, you actually...
And yet you shove this help back into my face.
Oh God, you... No! Why did you have to tag me in it?
For what reason?
Why did you have to... What?
For what reason are you disregarding my bid for your sexual health?
Oh, why would you do that? Oh, God, I'm never getting a job in my life. Oh, God, I'm fucked.
Number one, Tranquilo. Number two, Ryback could have been great. That's all I'm saying. Ryback could have been one of the greatest superstars of all time, and they messed it up.
Why?
They messed it up completely. Are we going to see Ryback in TNA?
I don't know what is happening anymore.
Are we going to see Ryback in New Japan? Spoilers, no.
Why?
They already have Michael Elgin.
Okay, so what about... Well, TNA's probably an option then, isn't
TNA it? TNA already have Bobby Lashley and Moose.
Moose.
Unless they want the white guy version. I don't think they're gonna bother signing old Ryback.
So, Ryback is kind of demon.
He could go. Nah, he's not gonna go to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, no, he won't go there.
No. Well, let's see. Immediately after announcing his WWE departure, Ryback announced via his Instagram that he will be taking indie bookings. He will be making his debut for WrestlePro on October 14th. Well, I think we all know where to tune in on October 14th.
No.
Why don't you care?
I don't, because he's probably a nice guy, I guess. I don't know. I'm about to fucking find out, apparently.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but he's going to take that the wrong way and think I want to... No.
Hey, any ends will justify the means, Andy. you care about Ryback?
Because...
What's wrong with him? What did he ever do to you?
I don't know. He could do something bad now. I don't know. He never did anything bad. It's just...
Exactly. He never did anything bad ever, and he will always be the pure-hearted Hall of Famer that we know him to be now.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I think he just needs to do something else for a while.
Well, he's going to be a life coach.
He's
going to help you out.
I'm his first client, apparently. Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
He'll come into your bedroom and he'll be like, "Ladies and gentlemen, my client, Andy Kwan."
What do you want me to do, Ryback? Just say you're going to eat. Eat. Say it again. Eat. Just say it again. Eat.
This is the kind of positive thinking that we need.
Why are you doing this? What? It's not going to work.
It's going to work.
Ryback is not going to come on this show and tell me how to fix my problem.
I think we should write him an email.
No, we shouldn't do that. Ryback will not fix my problem. Do not have Ryback.
No, with that attitude, he won't.
No, he's not going to chew up my problems and spit them out. That's not a thing.
Well, if he's not going to, then who will?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Not you, clearly.
I'm trying.
Not hard enough. You know who'll try harder than you?
Ryback.
Ryback.
Why?
Okay, clearly don't want his help for some reason, but all in all, I think one thing we can learn from this is... I don't even know at this point. What can we learn from Ryback parting ways with company over a contract dispute?
I find it ironic that CM Punk had a problem with him, and he goes off and does what CM Punk did.
CM Punk is clearly a trendsetter. But with that in mind, I'm going to miss Ryback. I'm going to miss his squash matches. I'm going to miss his singlets.
What was up with his... What? Yeah, why did he get rid of that?
Why is the sky blue? Why is water wet?
I don't know.
Why did Ryback get rid of his singlets? These are just some of the things that we are not meant to know the answer to.
So, Ryback, is gone.
Damn shame.
Oh, well.
That has been the Supla for this week! Where can you find us, Andy?
You can find us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram, and you can follow us on Twitter. We also have a shop, which you can go to redbubble.com/thesupla. Buy our things, please. I also have Instagram now, at Andy Quadstagram. Best name ever. And if there's anything else I've forgotten, Google
us. You mean like supla.com?
Supla.com.
And WrestlePundit.com.
And WrestlePundit.com, where we find all of our news and stuff to talk about for research purposes. And Keelan runs it, so that's fun. We're all moving in soon. Well, not Sam. But, yeah, that's a thing that's happening. So, look forward to more stupid videos and probably a video of us moving in. Because that's what Liam likes to do, probably. I don't know. Maybe I've promised something that's not
I have been Sam Brooks.
I have been Andy Glott.
And rest in peace, Ryback.
Ryback, help my problems.
But we will let people know if we hear anything from Ryback.
We're not going to hear fuck all Ryback.
Because
he thinks that me and him, and I'm like, no, I'm straight. I do like things. Why?
It's not like I said, hey, Ryback, can you fuck my